Good morning. Thanks for joining us on WRVO Public Media, your source for NPR News. I'm Leah Landry. Every 10 years or so, the Department of Environmental Conservation goes out to Little Galoo Island, 20 miles off the coast of Cape Vincent in Lake Ontario, to survey water bird populations there. The island, with a few dead trees, some grass, and a rocky shoreline, is a haven for colonial water birds, with nests of Caspian terns, herring gulls, and tens of thousands of ring-billed gulls, the standard seagull seen throughout the region. It's a wildlife management area owned by the DEC. WRVO's Joanna Richards accompanied the state biologists out to the island this spring to get a look at this special nesting ground and see how the DEC does its work.
It's about 9:30 in the morning, and I've just boarded a boat at Cape Vincent. With me are a boat captain, several DEC staff, and wildlife biologist Irene Mizaki.
Right now we're approaching Little Galoo Island, and you can see the double-crested cormorants nesting in the trees, but on the bulk of the island are ring-billed gulls. And that's what we're counting today. We're going to do a herring gull nest count, and we're going to start a ring-billed gull count.
We dock the boat and meet up with another boat's worth of DEC staffers on the rocky edge of the island. There are birds everywhere, warming nests on the ground and in the branches of a couple of leafless trees. Just hatched chicks cuddle up against still unhatched eggs. There are thousands of nests to be counted, but they've got a system. They need a rope, spray paint, counting devices, and earplugs.
So what we do is actually we set up a rope, and we tie knots or a ribbon at every 10 feet, and we actually walk a line, and you actually count the number of nests as we walk across the island between from your feet to the person to your either your left or your right, depending on which direction we are heading. Okay, everybody's reset. Counting to the left. Ready? Go!
I've been given the spray painting job. When we get to the other side of the island, everyone consults their counters as Mizaki collects the tallies.
125. 139. 148.
We follow this process again and again, back and forth across the nest-covered island. Interspersed with the ring-billed gull nests are the bigger nests of herring gulls. The DEC staff keep counts of both. In the trees are the huge black cormorants, guarding their enormous nests. There is one hazard of visiting Little Galoo, flying poop. One DEC staffer takes a hit down his neck, while I get tagged three times by the gulls. Luckily, it misses my hair. Mizaki says despite that particular hazard and the incessant squawking of the birds, she loves visiting the island.
I don't think there is another island quite as unique as this island. There's not that many species. This is the only island, actually, in these waters with Caspian terns. Most of the other islands they're small, they have trees, they may have some ring-billed gulls, but nothing of this size.
At the end of the day, Mizaki and her team have counted over 16,000 ring-billed gull nests and 509 herring gull nests. After a second trip to Little Galoo another day, they have a full count for the year, over 43,000 ring-billed gull nests. Compared to the last nest count in 2008, the number of ring-billed gull nests is increasing, while herring gull nest numbers are also up by a few hundred. A good thing, since that species has been hurt by disease. And there are no greater black-backed gulls nesting here at all this year. The Little Galoo Island count will be tallied in with data from around the Great Lakes to give wildlife biologists a clearer picture of waterbird population trends throughout the region. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards on Little Galoo Island in Lake Ontario.